In many respects, it is truly like a dog playing a pen, because he like very little room, you know, like actually it's not really fit for human habitation. There's a brother by the name of Earl X. Gaper, who is now in the streets. He described, you know, like the cells, the general environment, and to be something like if people would like go into their bathroom, turn the lights out, you know, just lie down in the tub, you know, and more or less you get an idea of the general cell condition is like for people in the behavioral modification units in Marion. I spent 14 months in the behavioral modification control unit, and I tell you, it works on your senses. First, like when I came out, I was stir crazy. It's like I think they use the term sensory deprivation. The effect of this upon the minds of people is, you know, like you really can't describe it. You know, it's very hard to describe. Basically, when you're in a control unit, you're completely isolated. The way it's structured, I mean, like there might be prisoners in the next cell to you, but like you never see them really unless they walk in front of your cell. First of all, you're in the cages for 24 hours a day. You get about a 10-minute shower, and you get about a half hour a day exercise, but you don't always get that. So whoever is in the modification unit with you, you never know that they're in there until they happen to pass in front of a little glass, you know, that's supposed to serve as a window and a door. And so you become real lonely for company. Just to have a conversation with somebody, I'm saying that this is the process, like it reduces you to this. Sometimes a conversation is not necessary, just to see people, you know. It's like another world. You know, I don't think I can emphasize enough the fact that a lot of times we say things and we really don't really grasp the deep meaning of it, you see. And so when I say like, it's like another world, you know, like being in prison, you know, it literally is like another world. I feel that Marion is a model for the rest of prisons in this country. And by the way, most all of your federal and state prisons are now adding behavioral modification units in them, which is mainly, it serves as being like a prison within a prison, you see. But I feel that mainly that they're being established more or less to like weed out your more progressive-minded prisoners.